Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 62. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday, Motivation and Inspiration, and today we're up to the letter Q. The letter Q is quiet. So I am going to talk about having quiet time for yourself. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, how in the world are you going to motivate me in regards to having quiet time for yourself? But we're going to delve into it. Now, before we get started, Lila D'Elia, a nice quote from her, and it says, "For moments when you don't feel like yourself, have alone quiet time. Breathe deeper, exhale slower. Listen within. Take positive action to restore." I love to do the little quotes before I get started. So, life can get really hectic at times, and sometimes you need quiet time for yourself. Every once in a while, you need to, you know, recharge your battery so you are fresh mentally and emotionally. Now, no one is ever at their best when life is stressful and they're dealing with so much at one time. And sometimes we need to shut out the world for just a little while, just to get ourselves back to 100%. Now, for me, well, I need quiet time, and in various ways. There are nights I get home, I get home from the gym, or, I finish, my day at work, and when I'm eating dinner, I don't have my phone near me or no iPad and have no television on. It's just me eating my meal. That's it. I avoid thinking about my day or what I have to do in regards to my projects. And sometimes when I'm off from work, I will lay in bed in silence when no one is around. And there are days when I'm off where I'll listen to music to relax my mind, which is, either ambient or electronic music, which really helps me a lot. And now I've kind of incorporated down-tempo music into the mix and listen to my lo-fi music playlist, things like that. So it helps me a lot. It helps me to relax and calm my mind. It's not easy to deal with the stresses of life, and that's surely going to come your way. But it's all in how you manage it. And understand that you need to take a break from the world. Now, going out with friends is not going to always help, and being around friends is not always the best move either, but it's literally just shutting yourself down and spending time alone. Now, whenever you feel overwhelmed with life and all that's going on, take some time for yourself and get your mind right. Rest your body, cater to your soul, and listen to what your mind and body are telling you. And the reason why I say this is because you can, tend to constantly be moving and on the go and feel like you always have to get things done. And sometimes we forget to slow down. But eventually your body's going to break down. Your body's going to tell you to relax and chill. And the one thing that I'm starting to incorporate into my daily routine is self-care Sundays for me. And that consists of really just not doing anything with my body as far as like working out or being on the bike or playing basketball or lifting weights. I do none of that. I take baths and I soak my bones and get the toxins out of me. And I drink way more water. And, I eat a lot of fruit. And, I clean my face. I clean my eyelids. I shave, I do all of the things that I need to do to prepare myself for the week. And it's good for me. And it helps a lot. And sometimes I take long showers. And sometimes there are really hot showers and sometimes there are cold showers. It just depends. But what I'm trying to tell you is that you have to have quiet time for yourself to really let your mind relax, recalibrate your brain, and then you're able to feel fresh. And you feel better about yourself. It's not easy to do, but, when you know that you need the rest, you have to do it. Because it's nothing worse than when you are constantly on the move and then your body just breaks down or you get sick. Then you're forced to be confined to your bed when you could have taken those opportunities to relax yourself a little bit and get yourself good again. And quiet time depending on your life and your situations and things of that nature. I mean, if you have kids, yeah, it's going to be a little bit tougher. If you live with a lot of family, it's going to be a little bit more challenging. But what I will say is you have to find some sort of solace and time for yourself, whether that's getting in your car and going for a drive and just listening to music. That's good. You know, that's quiet time for yourself. People go to the gym to escape because then you can put on your headphones or your earplugs and just work out. And it's just you and that workout. That's good quiet time. I know people who like to take time to read, and that's good too. Whatever helps you to relax yourself, that's what's needed. Sometimes I sleep in late. It helps. So what I'm trying to tell you is I am trying to inspire and motivate all of you to have that quiet time for yourself. It can be one day a week for like 2 hours. I don't care what it is, but just do it. That's all I'm asking, because that personal time for yourself is going to allow you to really motivate yourself to really do great, like in whatever goals you have for the week. And I know it helps for me. That's why I don't sit and tell you, you know, specifically what to do, because everyone has different things that fit their needs and what, you know, what helps them. So it can be music, it can be a TV show, it can be a movie, it can be reading a book, it can be going for a drive, like I said, it can be exercising, it can be anything that you want it to be. But take that personal time for yourself and have that quiet time to where you're not talking to anyone. No phone calls, no internet, no social media, none of it. Escape from the world for just a little while. So that's going to be my way of telling you guys, slow down. I've done it, and I feel a lot better about myself these past few months. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. It was a short one. It was a quick one. But don't worry, Friday, the podcast will be longer than what it is today. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.